congratulated and had them well done. Job done. Narrow defeat. Everybody probably thought a golden straw would have been the fair result, but you can look back with, I would say, a lot of pride.
No, yeah. I think we would have definitely took this situation and finished above the dotted line, but you know, I quite like the atmosphere in the change room afterwards because there wasn't too much celebration because we lost the game of football, and that's the sort of standards that they've set in the last seven games, and well, I'm pleased about that because, you know, we don't want this to be the norm, celebrating just standing in the series. If you really want to, you know, use this as a catalyst to move forward and take this club into the higher regions of this league and really build on this, and, you know, want to be celebrating more achievements than just standing in this league.
There didn't seem to be the jitters, though, today, did they at all?
No, they didn't, no. To be honest, I think we looked to be more nervous the first 20 minutes last week at home in front of a big crowd that we got there. Yeah, I thought straight from the outset, both teams played some really good stuff. I thought it was a really good tactical game, to be honest. And we've gone toe-to-toe with a team that are, you know, going to be a tough team to play against in the playoffs. And we can take a lot of pride from that. But at the same time, you know, we're disappointed that we've lost the game.
Your work's just starting, really, isn't it? Because next season for you is the big focus.
Yeah, definitely. 100%. Obviously, I'm wanting to have a bit of time with the family, but you know, at the same time, the work's still going to be going on behind the scenes. I'm going to be up in York a lot and getting to work and preparing all we can so that we hit the ground running next season. I mean, it's a big pre-season for us in terms of recruitment and they're getting the team prepared to play how we want to play, and you know, we're really going to work hard on that.
Do you sit down with Matt and Julie Ugler next week? I guess you've already been speaking with them. But does the work start with recruitment next week?
Yeah, 100%. Speak to all the players that we've got in the building on Monday. Some open, honest conversations with them first. I think that's the right thing to do. Even players that are in contracts. Obviously, there's out of contracts players as well. But yeah, then the focus will, a lot of time spent with Matt and Julianne in the foreseeable few weeks. And, you know, try and see who we can bring into the building. There's definitely got to be some personnel that comes in, and you know, there'll be personnel that goes the other way. That's human nature of football, especially when you're a new manager coming in and you want to make your stamp.
You push yourself really hard. You've got to give yourself, I guess, a holiday now, haven't you?
Definitely. Like I say, there's lots of preparation work to do. So that would be spent majority of May doing that and getting the team prepared. But then, yeah, have a bit of a break in there somewhere with the family, which, yeah, every nip before six for us.
And you can see the nuts and bolts of the club now. You must be genuinely excited for next season.
Really am excited. And like I say, I can't wait to get back up to New York to start that first pre-season. I think we've already penciled in for the 27th of June. And, you know, I really can't wait to get going. I'm going to enjoy a break, but at the same time, really real excitement to come back and really, you know, build on the momentum we've created in the last seven games.
And you've won over the fans, and you know, they're a great base as well. Huge support today.
Yeah, it was unreal. It was like a scene from the Ryder Cup there with the red hats and behind the goal and all around the side. And yeah, I'm really grateful. Obviously, rightly so, I took a lot of criticism for our performances and the results in the first few games. And, you know, when you're at a big club, that's part and parcel of it. You know, but I just was true to myself and stayed honest. I think I've done that throughout. I'm not hid away. Took the criticism, and now, yeah, just really want to have a team that the fans can really engage with and be proud to come watch.
Well, job done. Congratulations.
Cheers. Thank you.
Cheers.